Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's Freddie Prinz Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's draft season. The 2024 NFL Draft is right around the corner, and the Move the Six podcast has you covered for all your draft needs. The show's hosted by me, Daniel Jeremiah, and my partner, Bucky Brooks.
When it comes to Detroit and the draft, Move the Sticks is the podcast that will answer all of your questions. Who should you put in your mock draft? Don't worry, tune in and you'll be ready to watch the draft like a scout.
We've been studying these prospects all season, so you won't get a better opinion. Subscribe now and listen to the Move the Sticks podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour on this Wednesday here in Los Angeles. The great Al Michaels will join us coming up here momentarily. Super Week brought to you by M-Drive. Don't let age beat you. Get M-Drive today. We spoke with Mark Sanchez, Clayton Kershaw, Carson Palmer, and Al Michaels will join us coming up. Al calling the game, of course, on Sunday with Chris Collinsworth and Michelle Tafoya on Peacock and NBC. You know, in 2018, it looked like the Blazers could be the next dominant team in the Western Conference. They were fresh off going to the conference finals. Damian Lillard, CJ McCollum, looked like they had the NBA's best backcourt. Blazers never became a consistent team, a dominant team. They traded McCollum to the Pelicans yesterday, so that essentially ends any hope of a serious run from this team. And maybe the Blazers are in a rebuild now. Maybe. Portland will have close to $60 million in cap space in the offseason. The trade also provides the team with valuable draft capital, and that could leave the Blazers in a situation with a lot of options this summer. But you have to wonder, Damian Lillard, do you keep him? Does he want to stay? What can you get for him? Blazers maybe could be serious contenders down the road, but why keep him? Unless you keep him because you want to say to your fan base, you have something to at least look forward to seeing. You know, the Lakers did this with Kobe those last couple of years. You know, they weren't great teams, weren't contenders, but, you know, you got Kobe out there and you can watch Kobe play. But, you know, Damian Lillard is not at the end of his career like Kobe was. And I remember the first day that we did this show, after I'd left ESPN, October of 2007, and we're in Los Angeles. And I remember the big story that day on our first day on KLAC in Los Angeles, and it had to do with Kobe Bryant maybe being traded to the Chicago Bulls. But the Bulls would not part with one player, reportedly, Ben Gordon. That was it. It was like the Bulls could get Kobe, but they didn't want to give up Ben Gordon. And I went, oh, ouch. But, you know, you start to look at these teams and these superstars. If I'm Damian Lillard, and he's always said, look, I don't want to join a championship team. We want to build something here. And I always have always had great respect for Damian Lillard. When he's been on the show, he's a great guest. I love the way he plays. He's not afraid. He's dynamic. But at some point you go, you guys are letting me down. You guys are failing me because I'm giving you everything I have. But what are you giving me in return? And I think, you know, and if you're Chauncey Billups and you're looking around and you're going, man, what this team once was, and now I take over this team, who is this team anymore? C.J. McCollum, I know that there was a lot of talk about him. Maybe there would be a Ben Simmons swap for C.J. McCollum. And at the time, people were saying, well, you know, you're going to have to give up Lillard to get Ben Simmons. I said, they're not giving up Damian Lillard for Ben Simmons. Yeah, Paulie.
I'm going back and looking at this 2007 story because it was the biggest story in sports. Kobe Bryant, it said it points likely to go to the Bulls in a trade. Guess what else held up the deal? Luol Deng. Luol Deng was a player out of Duke, right? And Kobe had been talked to about the trade, and Kobe said, well, if Luol Deng comes here, that's not good. I want him to be in Chicago as one of the players I play with. And that held up the trade as well.
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine if the Bulls got that?
877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp at danpatrick.com, Twitter handle at DP Show. The Lakers lost again last night, and starting to run out of excuses here. LeBron James and Anthony Davis in the lineup together for just the 18th time this season. Lakers are 10-8 in those games. Russell Westbrook, after the loss to the Bucks last night, and after hearing the boos at home for him, here's the question and answer.
Russ, it's the second straight game that you've received boos after the turnover. Is that a hard experience for you? I mean, this is home for you, and like coming back was a special thing. Is that a hard thing for you to absorb in any way?
It's a sign of respect. Sign of respect. I don't. My mindset and how I think about this game and what I'm able to do for this game is not predicated on boos. I have a platform that I'm able to use to be able to do other things that God has blessed me with to be able to do, and I will continue to do those things. Regardless of people boo for me, cheer for me, cuss me out, call me names, it doesn't really matter.
Okay, if you're on the road, it's a sign of respect, Russ. Not at home. That's horrible. I mean, and what are the other things you're going to do? How about we just focus on one thing? Make a couple of shots. I just, you know, it's the guy who, you see this, the guy on the playground who keeps taking long shots. He, you know, and he's not making them, but he keeps taking those long shots. And then you go, at some point, how about you bring it in a little bit? How about you try to go to the hoop? How about you get to the free throw line? How about you shoot some layups? Whatever it is. He keeps shooting those jumpers there. And yes, he's ball dominant. And yes, I understand the game plan, what it was, that kind of had load management on LeBron while he played games because Russ during the regular season would take a lot of the time playmaking duties. It hasn't worked out here. And it's not going to work out. Maybe they get into the playoffs. Maybe they they threaten Phoenix in the first round of the playoffs, that that's who they meet up with, or they end up facing Golden State. Maybe they could throw a little scare in them. And maybe they can beat a team in the first round. It just doesn't feel sustainable. And then I wondered last night, I texted the Danettes, they were moving towards halftime, and they were down like 25 or 30. And I said, gosh, I hope Frank Vogel doesn't get fired at halftime. And then I wonder, even if you fire him, do you fire him just to, what, take away from what the product is? That's not going to help you. You can make the argument that Frank's rotations aren't very good, and people have had criticisms about that. And I can at least look at it and go, okay, that's a fair assessment of the Lakers. The different lineups here. So the 27th different lineup in 55 games. It's not possible to do that for a team that you would think would be decent. And the 18th time this year that Davis, LeBron, and Westbrook all played together, and they've won 10 of those games, they've lost 8. But you know what? The Nets are worse.
That's what LeBron should have said. When they asked him, what do you think about the losing? You guys watch the Nets?
Yeah.
You watch the Nets game?
Hey, you think we're bad? How about the Nets? That would have been good. That would have been a better answer. But he didn't. Okay, LeBron had this to say about the current Lakers and how they compare with the Bucks.
Do I think we can reach the level where Milwaukee is right now? No. Is that what you want to hear from me? No.
Oh, yeah,
you want to follow up?
It needs to be right now, Andrew, but eventually in this season.
I mean, I would hope so, but right now, we can't get to where they are right now. I mean, they're the defending champions for a reason. And I guarantee if you would have asked teams coming out of bubble if they could get to the level that we were playing at, when we won a championship, they'd say the same thing.
Yeah, it's an honest answer. But he's got to maintain some zen or calmness here. Because LeBron he's seen it all. And this is where you go, just let us kind of figure it out. Maybe we figure it out. We're not where Milwaukee is. They're not where Golden State is. They're not where Phoenix. I mean, there's probably 10 to 12 teams that they're not on their level right now. Who would have thought that this Laker team would not be on Memphis's level? But they're not. Yeah, Paul.
This is an awkward question, and I don't know. I'm not a basketball expert. Would this team be better if Russell Westbrook was just not on the team, just by omission? Could you see that team being better just by that? Or would you have to get something for him?
Oh, you have to get something for him. But I don't want John Wall for Russell Westbrook.
I guess what I'm saying is, if he just wasn't in the lineup, would that...
Well, he's been benched. He got benched again last night. So that tells you what Frank Vogel thinks. You have to play him, but you don't want to continue to play him. And can you get something for him? And the answer is, like, if you're a franchise... Do you want him? Like, I don't know if anybody would go, God, if we get Russ, that's not happening. Yeah, see.
Yeah, I think LeBron did a good job in that soundbite of holding back. Because you could tell for a minute there, he's like, oh, is that what you want to hear? You know, and you're like, oh, no, yeah. This dude's going to have, like, not a meltdown, but he's going to lose his cool. And then instead he, like, unwound himself and just answered the question in a really honest way.
The Nets have dropped 9 in a row. I don't know if James Harden's going to get traded. Doesn't feel like that, but if he is, if he goes to Philly, you're going to get Ben Simmons if you're the Nets. Do you get Seth Curry? Maybe. Trade deadline is tomorrow. But the Nets have been blown out. Their last three losses by 23, 20, and 35. You wouldn't think that they would have one of those losses this year. Felt a little stat of the dish, but apparently Marvin, does it sound like a stat of the day? Hello, Marvin.
Stat of the day. Here comes that what? Stat of the day.
How's everything back there at the man cave, Marvin? Everything okay?
Yeah, everything's good back here.
Okay. Didn't mean to wake you up. You and Tyler and the backroom guys, so everybody's good?
Yeah, everybody's good. Everybody's happy. We all slept.
Oh, okay. Because we had to get up early here in Los Angeles. All right. Shot fired. By the way, guess who has a limerick today? He couldn't do the poll question today. He lost those responsibilities. He's got a big showdown on Friday with Ryan from Honolulu with the mock headlines.
In studio showdown.
Yes, yes. I've never met Ryan before, never seen Ryan, but Ryan is going to be in studio, and that Todd will have a mock-off with headlines of what we think the Super Bowl is going to be. So these will be Monday's headlines that we'll write on Friday. All right, so give me your limerick, Todd.
A dozen years in the Motor City with a lot more ugly than pretty. Now Stafford's one win away from being king for a day. For the Bengals, it would be a pity.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Tom.
Smattering.
That's a courtesy clap.
From the staff and the camera crew than my own guys that I work with every day.
Yeah, not us. We felt guilty. We weren't applauding, and then all the people behind the scenes are applauding. So
I appreciate the crew.
Yeah. Yes, Paul.
There must be something in their contract when they see Dan's hands clap. You also join in.
That's likely what. Oh, there we go. Like the little applause thing that flashes.
How about a couple of phone calls here? Al Michaels will join us in a little bit. Andrew in Buffalo. Andrew in Buffalo, what is on your mind today?
Just give us a minute.
Andrew. Andrew.
Hold on a second.
Andrew.
Hey, Dan, how's it going?
Hey, Andrew. Who are you talking to?
Sorry about that. I was on a work call, but you know, this is more important.
Okay. What
I
do you do for
to, weigh in on the Auburn game last night, storming the court.
Oh. Okay.
I think it's important to understand that Arkansas made the Elite Eight last year. And so if we're going to, you know, make rules for storming the court, they were a 2-point underdog, made the Elite Eight last year. Like, kind of act like you belong there. That being said, I really think that, you know, I would have loved to be in Arkansas last night. It looked like a great nightclub type atmosphere after the game. So I'm all for it. But they made the Elite Eight last year. Like, you were storming the court after being a 2-point underdog and winning at home. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, Andrew. Good luck with work today. Brandon in Arkansas. Brandon, congratulations on the big win last night.
Hey, thanks, Dan. 5'9" and a falling 245.
Okay.
That previous caller there, I don't really think he has his thumb on what's going on here.
Mm.
You know, Arkansas, we're a proud program, but we have had nothing to be grateful for in 10 years since Petrino. Then there was the Bielema and the two years of Chad Morris, and then you want to talk about our Arkansas program.
Yeah, but you're talking football, though. Brandon, you're talking football. Musselman did a great job last year.
I'm giving you an overall of just the state of things here. Now I'm getting to the basketball, where we had 10 years of Mike Anderson, where it was considered a successful season if you made the first round and lost. So, I mean, we've been itching for this, and this is great. And I get what you're saying about it being a bad look, but it was very well, very much earned here.
I know, but Brandon, my point was, it was a great win. You can't turn off the lights and start a pyrotechnics type of celebration there. Fans running on the floor. Auburn's team is still on the floor. I mean, how about you wait? Wait 15 seconds, 20 seconds. I mean, we're just asking for something bad to go wrong. And it's not fair to that Auburn team trying to get off floor after losing that game. That's all. You want to celebrate? Go. Go celebrate. But, you know, don't try to validate the pyrotechnics there. Turning out the lights. It's just not good. Update the poll results, Paulie, and then we'll take a break.
Who would you bet?
Ooh.
Who would you bet has the most Super Bowl appearances in the next decade? Patrick Mahomes is taking the lead with 44%. Josh Allen, 25%. Joe Burrow, 23%. Justin Herbert, 8%.
Okay. All right, let's take a break. More phone calls coming up. Al Michaels joins us next here on the Dan Patrick Show. Chrome Soft, the best tour ball. It didn't just make the best players better. It made everyone better. Men, women, first-timers, major winners, repeat major winners, club champs, business golfers, weekend warriors, the Danettes. Chrome Soft, that family, best tour performance for every type of performance. Chrome Soft. Chrome Soft X provides excellent spin consistency, tour level short game control. There's also the Chrome Soft XLS, gives you a lower spin golf ball on longer shots, firmer feel, but still with high spin around the greens. And now every Chrome Soft is enhanced with precision technology. They use design techniques and manufacturing specifications up to 1/1000th of an inch. This ensures that they have the highest quality, most consistent, fastest golf balls possible. Now you add it all up, and it's pretty simple. Chrome Soft is better for the best and better for everyone. Find out which Chrome Soft is right for you at CallawayGolf.com/ChromeSoft. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wow, the Chiefs did it. They went back-to-back.
The end of another season, and now for some time away from the studio.
Oh, Mark, we're not done. Now the fun starts. It's the offseason.
The combine.
Guys running really fast. You bet we're covering
it. Free agency.
Old faces and new places. Of course we'll talk about
it. Got the draft.
The next generation of stars. It's a must.
I'll just set up a sleeping bag in the studio.
That's right. There's no better way to stay up to date on the latest from our league than listening to Around the NFL. We'll break down all the moves in free agency and make sure you're ready for the start of next season.
I'll be here, so you should listen to every word we say about everything we see.
That's right, Mark.
Listen to the Around the NFL podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Heed the call.
Oh, Paulie wants to place a bet with me. All right. I'll pay for your dinner tonight.
Ooh.
But what do I get if I'm right?
I can't. I don't want to pay for your dinner because I know how that may turn out for me.
Okay. I won't order wine.
I'll buy you a nice bottle of wine back home.
Okay.
Nice for me. Maybe not. $100 bottle.
Okay,
of wine.
Then that's good. All right.
The bet is.
Okay.
Does Al Michaels eat a meal before, during, or before?
Well, you can't do before. You're changing it. It's during the Super Bowl. Will Al Michaels eat during the Super Bowl?
I'm fairly confident Al does eat before and after the Super Bowl. Yes.
Okay, between
at some point.
Between kickoff and the final whistle, does Al eat? I'll say yes.
All right. I'll say no. Al Michaels, he'll be calling the Super Bowl. He joins us, his 11th Super Bowl, tying Pat Summerall for the most by a TV play-by-play voice. Al, will you be eating during Super Bowl 56?
Dan, I love my partner. Chris Collinsworth is like a brother. Somehow, some way, he once said, I eat a whole meal during the game. Not true. I have a few Junior Mints. I have some grapes. I might have a Snackwell cookie. That's it. Chris is the guy who eats like a horse before the game. Sushi, pasta, all of the rest.
Okay.
That is fake news.
Okay.
I will not be having a meal during the Super Bowl. Yeah.
Okay. To the judges. So who won the bet?
Well, I don't think a snack is a meal.
I don't either. Fritzy?
I don't.
Hello.
A snack.
I'm a winner.
Sorry, Paul.
Al. Yeah.
I like how Paulie goes, before, during, or after the Super Bowl. Yeah. By the way, Al, on this date, back in 2006, you know what happened?
2006. I think I left Disney to go to NBC.
Yep. Yep.
Correct. And there was a rabbit involved in it, a cartoon rabbit.
And you were ending a 20-year run on Monday Night Football. Now, I'm just bringing that up. No reason at all that, you know, maybe you're joining another network or something on, you know, close to this anniversary, Al.
I have, as you well know, put all of that behind me. If you start thinking about other things, I promised myself this year not to be distracted. And I will not be distracted until Monday, when I can have a ton of distractions in my life. But I don't want anything before Sunday, Dan. I'm working like a maniac. I mean, look, for your television audience, I mean, I have like 9,000 pages of information ready to go for this game. The best stories. But all of them will wind up, you know, on the cutting room floor, as they say. Because as John Madden said years ago, we come armed for war. We have everything available to us. And then, as John would say, a game breaks out. And you do the game.
But also, well, do you prepare for a blowout?
Well, I don't think you prepare for necessarily a blowout. You prepare for the game, period. You hope the game is great. And if it's a blowout, then we're ready to go in a different direction. It almost becomes, Chris and I, we laughed about it because we did have a blowout in the Christmas weekend game between Dallas and Washington. And then it became almost like talk radio. You're going back and forth. Fortunately for me, I've done 10 Super Bowls and 6 of them have gone down to the very end, including the last 4. And I look at it this way too, Dan. I don't think the NFL has ever been hotter than it is right now, Dan. I mean, people are just talking about these last 6 games have been fantastic. And I'm just hoping that we get the lucky 7th. And it's not like when you go to the crap table, you've got a great run going, and then you throw a 7, and the dealer says 7 out, line in, new shooter. We don't need that. We need the lucky 7 this week.
How important is it for you to meet with coaches or quarterbacks to glean information from them?
Very. And we will. We're going out to see the Rams today. We get the Bengals tomorrow. We know the Rams very well because we had them 3 times this year. We've had them several times over the past couple of seasons. We know them. So we'll see, you know, McVay, and we'll see Stafford and some of the other guys today. And then I think Chris knows Zach Taylor a little bit because he lives in Cincinnati. I've met him once. Don't know Burrow. We'll meet him tomorrow. I think it's important. I think it's great because, you know enough about them from watching them and reading about them. And then you get to talk to them. And I find, the really good stuff that happens is you get a story that hasn't been told before. Going into a Super Bowl, there's so many stories out there. Millions and millions of, words have been written, and so much time has been spent on television and radio talking about it. You want to find something that's a little bit different. So hopefully that's what will happen, and that's why it's very beneficial to meet with the principals.
We always talk about players when they get to the postseason. But as a broadcaster, the amount of postseason games you call what changes or how does that prepare you better for the next one you do and the next one you do?
It's, it's almost like when you're a player, Dan, you do what got you there. So if you go, in a different direction, I understand the magnitude of the games and especially the Super Bowl and people say, 100 million people are watching. You can't think about that. You want to break cleanly. You want to get off to a nice start. Get the game going, and very much like the players who talk about, the first time there's contact, a couple of plays into the game, they're playing football, and we're announcing football. So you don't want to have to think about all the extraneous stuff. Once the game gets underway, you stay within your lane. I mean, Chris and I have done a couple of hundred games together, and if we try to do something different or go outside where we normally would go, Why do you want to do that? So hopefully the game starts. We concentrate on the game. The game is close all the way. And all I root for, Dan, is triple overtime. Can't get enough of this.
How aware are you of, I know the point spread, but prop bets?
A little bit. Look, I've been the rascal. You know that. I'm the guy who's always talking about a point spread or the over under, and I've sneaked it in through the years, and a lot of people love it. Now, of course, I can come in the front door because you've got DraftKings and all these other entities that are now involved with the National Football League. You don't overdo it, though. I mean, in terms of prop bets, no, I think that's too inside football. I think a few people are involved in that. I looked at them the other day. I mean, there are 18 million prop bets. So where do you go with that? I think you would be talking to a very small sliver of the audience if you went there.
Well, I didn't know if there was a prop bet if Al Michaels will say the following.
Yes.
And there he goes.
You know, that's interesting. I remember, well, years ago there was a prop bet. And I think the first game after Deflategate, and I saw it, and it got a lot of play on the internet. And I think the over-under was 2 or 2.5. And I said, let's just get this out of the way. Deflategate. You know, so I went right to the over. So, and there he goes. You know, I can be bought, Dan.
Okay.
Not for $100 bottle of wine, but I can be bought.
Okay, steak dinner.
And $100 bottle.
And $100 bottle. Well, yeah, you can't have a steak dinner without $100 bottle.
No.
No. But do you talk more to Chris prior to the game or less so you save it on the air?
No, you know, we talk to each other at least a couple of times a week. We have our production meetings with Fred Gudeli and Drew Eschikoff. Our producer, director, Michelle Tafoya is working with us. We have Catherine Tapp in this. So we're all kind of interconnected. We talk a lot to each other so that, you know, we know the stories, we share stories with each other, and then we decide how we want to get there. But I mean, it's going to be like a regular game in that regard. This is the same thing we do during the regular season. As I say, even though this is the Super Bowl and it's a big, big, big deal, we do what we do during the course of the year.
The fascination with Joe Burrow to be doing this in his second year, and like to say he's ahead of schedule is a grand understatement, because even if they're on schedule, you wouldn't think the Bengals would be here. How big a story is that going to be on Sunday for your broadcast?
Well, very. Of course, he's the quarterback of one of the teams, so obviously that becomes a big story right at the outset. But I think what I sensed during the championship game in Kansas City is that a lot of this country either, I don't want to say necessarily fell in love, but were fascinated by what the Bengals did. They're down 21-3. Everybody's thinking, okay, Mahomes is going back to the Super Bowl third year in a row. It's Kansas City against whoever would win the Ram 49er game. And somehow, someway, I just sensed the way they came from behind. You know, for Burrow, nothing looks too big for him. I mean, the way he stepped out of a couple of tackles when it looked like he was going to get sacked, running for first downs, doing what he did that day, winning in overtime, and just his body language and presence. Yeah, you look at a guy and you think, well, this guy's been in the league for 10 or 12 years. But I think the country at that point, unless obviously you were rooting for Kansas City, kind of fell in love a little bit with the Bengals and went, wow, that's pretty cool. So that's the sense I get going into this game. And Burrow, of course, would be at the forefront of all of that.
You remember what you thought when the Rams left Los Angeles?
Yes, I do, because this is my hometown, and I knew that in those years of doing Monday Night Football, and every game was going to be a road game now. I wouldn't even get a game in Anaheim. I understood it, though, because the problem in this city and area was that every stadium was a relic, and that's why the Raiders, who had come down here, moved out of the Coliseum. The Rose Bowl was not an NFL type of stadium, a beautiful setting, but not for the NFL. Anaheim Stadium was really a baseball stadium that they turned into a hybrid football stadium. So I understood it. I was not happy about it, but like everything else, these moves, they're money, or, you know, follow the money. It's the old cliche about follow the money, and that's what the Rams did. St. Louis gave them a great deal, a much better deal than they had in Anaheim, and away they went, as did the Raiders back to Oakland at that same very same point.
Do you think Tom Brady's retired?
If I had to bet, I would say yes. I know that there's some other things out there after his podcast the other day. I didn't hear it. I read about it. I felt when we did the Rams Tampa game that that was going to be it. I thought it was like 64-36 that he would retire. He would step away because he gave us an answer in terms of when I asked him before that game about the perfect ending. He said it involves a Super Bowl, might not be this year. And then he kind of went back and forth a lot. So I did think he was going to step away. I wasn't surprised when he stepped away. Now you've got this other thing out there. I would be surprised if he came back. I'm not saying he won't, and I don't have any inside information about this, Dan. But if I had to make a bet, I would say he's not coming back.
But does it work for broadcasters when you're at the top of your game? And, like, you know, how do you walk away? When do you walk away? Who tells you to walk away?
I thought, in broadcasting, if I couldn't do it the way I had to do it and want to do it, and my brain began to leak a little bit, let's put it that way, it would be time to walk away. And I've got some, you know, people who are very, very close to me who would be the first to tell me as if I wouldn't know myself. For a player, I don't know. I think it's a very hard thing to do, to walk away, because to recreate the buzz you get playing in Super Bowls and doing what Tom did, I mean, he's going to have a really good football afterlife. He's very smart. He's got a lot of things going. He can do any number of things. There's no question about that, and live a wonderful life. I'm not sure you can ever recreate the thrill that an athlete can get when you're playing on the biggest stage that long. I mean, you can do several things in business. You can do things in broadcasting, but I'm not sure you can recreate that thrill. And that's why a lot of coaches sometimes will step away, go into the broadcast booth, and then go back. Because at the end of the day, if you're coaching, you look up at that scoreboard at the end of the game, you know what you did. Did you win? Did you lose? In broadcasting, what are you supposed to do? Go on the internet and find out that everybody loves you or hates you? Forget about it.
Oh, it's great to talk to you, bud. And
As always, Dan.
Yeah, have fun. And your 11th Super Bowl, that ties Pat Summerall for the most by TV play-by-play voice. And Michelle Tafoya's last game on the sidelines for you guys, too.
Oh, I just want to say that Michelle, she has been such a great partner. I've done 300 broadcasts with her. Basketball, we did the NBA back in the 2003-04 seasons. Football, she is the best of the best. I'll put her up against any reporter in this country, print or electronic. And you know Michelle, tons of fun. She keeps us laughing. We're going to miss her. I'm going to miss her terribly because, I mean, she's just great to be with.
Thank you, bud. Talk to you soon. Thank you, Al.
You bet, man. Take care.
That's Al Michaels. And you could, of course, watch the game on Peacock and NBC Sports, Chris Collinsworth. And it'll be the swan song for Michelle Tafoya, who's stepping away as the sideline reporter. We'll take a break. Last call for phone calls. I do believe the Traegers are fired up, and it's quite a menu out there. I'm trying to think if I have everything. Let me see. I'll see if I can bring up the menu here, give you an idea of what we have out there. This is what's being cooked today on the Traegers. I got grilled sea bass, and of course it has pineapple glaze on it, smoked lobster rolls, seafood chowder, braised ossobuco, grilled pesto chicken breast, and grilled stuffed flank steak. That's just today. And then there's tomorrow, and then there's Meat Friday. Always great to see Chad and Julie and the entire Traeger folks out there. We get to sample that coming up. So we'll take a break. Back after this on the Dan Patrick Show. You know, it's been almost 4 years since we announced the Dan Patrick School of Sportscasting at Full Sail University in Orlando, Florida. We have over 400 active students. We have over 100 graduates. We have grads in the field right now. Chris Burns and Carly Ford are just a couple on-air reporters. Taylor Schaub is the sports director at a station in California. Sam Guzman, a producer at a station in Texas. So many great success stories. If you or anybody you know is looking to get into this business, give our school a look. And about half half the time, you earn a bachelor's degree in sportscasting. Not broadcasting, not communications, sportscasting. You choose to earn your degree online or Full Sails Campus in Orlando, Florida. Great facilities there. Learn more about the Dan Patrick School of Sportscasting. Go to fullsail.edu/Dan Patrick. 10 more seconds to go to tell you something great about this. Well, be like me. This is the best place to start. Yes, Paulie?
Nailed it.
Thank you. Dan Patrick School of Sportscasting. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's draft season. The 2024 NFL Draft is coming up, and the Move the Sticks podcast has you covered for all your draft needs. Do you want to watch the game like a fan or have the mind of a scout? The show's hosted by me, Daniel Jeremiah, and my partner, Bucky Brooks. The two of us bring knowledge from careers as NFL talent scouts to the podcast world so fans can watch and understand the nuances of the game like never before.
If you want to learn everything about this year's prospects ahead of the draft and learn what makes them stand out, there's no better podcast than Move the Sticks. Who are the top five draft prospects at each position? Which quarterbacks are going in the first round? Who are the top 50 prospects in the draft? Who should you put in your mock draft? We have all the answers for you.
We've been studying these prospects all season, so you won't get a better opinion. We'll have several new episodes dropping each week, and you don't want to miss a single one. Subscribe now and listen to the Move the Sticks podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Grilled sea bass, smoked lobster roll, seafood chowder, braised ossobuco, grilled chicken pesto breast, and grilled stuffed flank steak. Who has it better than we do?
Nobody.
Man. 8:45 in the morning. Sounds like that's breakfast for us. I love it.
It's more of a breakfast chowder.
Yeah. So we have today, tomorrow, and Friday, where the Traeger folks will be here roughing us up with all this great food. A couple of phone calls in here. Seth in New Orleans. Hey, Seth, what's on your mind?
Hey, DP, how you doing, bud?
Good.
As far as the Pelicans getting C.J. McCollum, what do you think the possibilities might be of trading Zion for Damian Lillard to come down here? And then also, what do you maybe think about Dennis Allen being the new coach of the Saints? And y'all know.
All right. Thank you. Thanks, Seth. You know, the Dennis Allen hire was kind of nondescriptive. He's been there, and, you know, maybe you're in a rebuild. I don't know. And maybe, I don't know him, but he's been there. The big question is going to be your quarterback. That's all. Now, let me start there. I'm not as concerned about your head coach as I am who your quarterback is, and you have a pretty solid roster there. As far as trading Dame Lillard for Zion, I got to know what's happening with Zion. And just because he's rehabbing in Portland doesn't mean I'll connect the dots and go, maybe he stays in Portland. Plus, he's injured. I don't know when he's going to be healthy. Let's see. Jordan in South Dakota. Hi, Jordan. What's on your mind?
Hey, DP.
Hey, bud.
6-1-200. Yeah. Hey, just a couple of things. One, wanted to get everyone's thoughts on their favorite Super Bowl commercial. And then two, it's my son Grayson's third B-Day today. We always watch it whenever he's homesick. So if I could just get a shout-out from you and his favorite Danette Fritzy, I would absolutely love it and appreciate it. Thanks.
All right. A little shout-out to Grayson there.
Yeah, Grayson.
All right.
Glad you're tuned in.
Thank you, Todd. What was the other question he had there?
Favorite Super Bowl commercial?
Oh.
You know, what one that just popped in my head, I think it was just a couple years ago. You know that actor, Jason Momoa? He's like 6'6", 220, and just jacked.
He took all of his muscles off?
Yeah, that was really creative and fun. I don't remember the product, which I guess...
I don't remember Super Bowl commercials. I you know, somebody will bring them up, and I'll go, oh, okay. But if you said, hey, your favorite Super Bowl commercial, I'll go, I don't know. Yeah, Seton.
Was the one that was
that was a big deal. Yeah, it was a big deal.
Yeah.
Yes, Todd.
Wasn't there a Carl's Jr. one that got banned?
Oh, stop.
Charlotte McKinney.
Yeah, Charlotte McKinney.
I thought that was a little too hot for regular TV.
Why are you asking? It's a rhetorical question.
Charlotte M. McKinney, the third, 419.
Patrick in Arizona. Patrick, what's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going?
Great. Yep, wonderful.
Good. So, hey, I heard Fritzy talking about riding a scooter earlier. Fritzy, you can't do that. Grown men do not belong on those things. I tweeted at the show and at you guys, Fritzy, Seton, and Pauly, a photo of what happened to me in Nashville. It is ugly. It's graphic. It is 17 stitches across my forehead because I was riding one of those scooters. Don't do it, bro.
All right. Well, thank you, Patrick. Yes,
he... That what he's leaving out of that story is that he rode by somebody who grabbed his handlebar and made him fall.
Oh.
So that...
They go about, what is it, 17 miles per hour?
Yeah, that's 15 maybe.
Top end speed?
That's not even... People can run faster than that.
I'm not getting on one of those scooters. I'm not. I you know, in a previous lifetime, then I might do it. But I saw you zooming up the street with all the cars on. I don't worry about myself. I worry about everybody around me.
I did have an incident last night that got a little dicey.
See, I don't want to hear that.
Yeah.
Because I told you not to get on the scooter.
Coming back from dinner, the dude was clearly like on his phone texting or something because I'm, you know, making my way down the street and all of a sudden this car starts veering right towards me.
That's not good.
And I was like, and then he did the pullback. And went back into his lane, and I may have yelled some choice words at the person.
Yeah, probably.
I may take one today and take the restrictor plate off that bad boy and get up to 19 miles an hour.
No, let's not do it.
So much fun.
Yeah, I got on, you know what I did yesterday? I got on a bicycle. That's it. Just not stationary. A two-wheel bicycle. What? Drove, you know, took it down all the way to Santa Monica.
Didn't you feel like you were putting your life in danger?
No, I did not.
Why?
I didn't even have a helmet on. That's how crazy I was yesterday.
Can't be doing that.
But I was going about 4 miles an hour, and if I would fall, I'd fall into the sand, and that was it. And I had a nice time. Yes, Paul?
Did it have a bell or a little basket?
It had a bell and a basket. Felt okay with that, too.
On your left.
Maybe I go, skating today.
Did you bring your inlines?
I did not, but you can rent them. I rented a bike yesterday, got on, I had a little basket.
Elbow pads, wrist pads?
Yeah, it was,
your wrist guard so you don't break it.
Jesse in L.A. Hi, Jess, good to talk to you again. What's on your mind, bud?
Eddie, Pete.
Hey.
Glad to have you guys on the west side of L.A., but I want to compliment you and tell you that yesterday you killed those interviews with the playmaker and Barry. Those are two of my favorite guys to get to interview, and I don't think you've ever had more contrasting back-to-back interviews in the history of your show. On a side note, I see Michael Irvin from time to time in my gym in Culver. That guy still throws up some serious weight, but hey, I did have a question for you about LeBron James.
All right.
With the dumpster fire that are my Sacramento Kings burning another 3 years, it seems like the only joy I get at the NBA are the LA Lakers and kind of the mess they are. But do you see a scenario now where LeBron goes back to Cleveland because that nucleus, he's not slowing down, and I believe he's a free agent, so he wouldn't have to gut that roster as the general manager there.
And thanks for the phone call, Jesse. I can't see him going back there. He's going to go where his son is drafted. Now, Cleveland would draft him, and I brought that up, but I don't think he likes that owner at all. And to go back there and do something that would benefit him, I don't see that happening. But let's see where and if Bronny, maybe Bronny, if he's not even drafted, and then he signs as a free agent somewhere. That could also be a possibility. This day in sports history, Paul.
Dan, I only got a couple. Let's see. In 1895, the first collegiate basketball game was played. The Minnesota State School of Agriculture defeated the Porkers of Hamline College.
Porkers.
9-3. Not a shootout there. And then, let's see. 1932, America entered the two-man bobsled competition for the first time in the Olympic Winter Games in Lake Placid, and they won. First time.
So 2006, Al Michaels joined NBC Sunday Night Football broadcast with John Madden, ending a 20-year run on Monday Night Football. Let's go around the room, final results of the poll question, first of all, and then what we learned.
Who would you bet on to be in the most Super Bowls over the next decade? Patrick Mahomes, 45%. Mm-hmm. Justin Herbert, just 7%.
Okay. Todd, what did you learn on today's award-nominated program?
Al Michaels doesn't eat a meal during the Super Bowl, just a few snacks here and there.
All right. Seton O'Connor.
Carson Palmer has gigantic hands.
But not as big as Mark Sanchez's hands.
I don't believe that.
No, Sanchez has some paws there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Paulie, what did you learn today?
Shockingly, Carson Palmer said to me, "You don't look like you played sports." It's going to hurt. He's great, but it hurts.
Todd, what did I learn on today's program?
I think we all learned never walk into a bodybuilder accidentally at a party while wearing a three-piece suit. Damn, three-piece!
Getting a lot of mileage on that story. That's awesome. I guess we're going to have to get a shirt. Damn, three-piece! Let's see. Who's on the program tomorrow, Todd?
We've got Max Crosby, Troy Aikman, Ross Tucker, Deion Sanders, all supposed to be part of the Thursday edition.
All right. They're supposed to be.
They should be. They will be.
All right. Adam Sandler, I know, on Friday.
Oh, it's going to be a fun show there, Daddy.
Ed Orgeron, the former LSU head coach.
Drew Brees.
Todd.
I talked over his
head. Yeah, see, that's, I didn't the impersonation, Seton.
The show's about Todd, so it's okay.
Wow.
Ed Orgeron. 79 is the new 78.
Boy, it's going to be a great day.
And Drew Brees, Fred.
Thank you, Todd.
I apologize for stepping over the impersonation.
Yeah, it's okay. No, it's good. I know.
Who was on the show
for I know. All right. I'm tired. Hey, thanks. Thanks for listening. Thanks for your support. We'll do it again tomorrow. Dan Patrick Show. One more item as we close out this award-nominated show. Today's episode of the DP Show brought to you by Simply Safe Home Security. Man, I'm a big fan of the wireless outdoor camera because I can look at my phone right now and find out what my 10-month-old puppy is doing outside. And chances are she's not doing anything good. Simply Safe is everything you need. Keep your home safe. entry and motion sensors, indoor, outdoor cameras. SimpliSafe monitored 24/7 by professionals ready to dispatch police, firefighters, or EMTs to your home. SimpliSafe, less than $1 a day, and you can set it up in around 30 minutes or less, delivered right to your door. No long-term contracts, commitments, hidden fees. They're with you every step of the way, every single day. Customize the perfect system for your home in just a few minutes at SimpliSafeDan.com. Once again, SimpliSafeDan.com. Go today and claim a free indoor security camera plus 20% off with interactive monitoring. SimpliSafeDan.com and tell them we sent you.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
It's Freddie Prinz Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's draft season. The 2024 NFL Draft is right around the corner, and the Move the Six podcast has you covered for all your draft needs. The show's hosted by me, Daniel Jeremiah, and my partner, Bucky Brooks.
When it comes to Detroit and the draft, Move the Sticks is the podcast that will answer all of your questions. Who should you put in your mock draft? Don't worry, tune in and you'll be ready to watch the draft like a scout.
We've been studying these prospects all season, so you won't get a better opinion. Subscribe now and listen to the Move the Sticks podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.